We are beginning a brand new three-week sermon series this week called Called for a Purpose. But the reminder is that our calling is first and foremost about being more than it is about what we are doing or called to do. After all, we are called human beings, not human doings. Let me say that again. We are called human beings, not human doings. So today's message is claimed by God. And I want to remind you that first and foremost, before we even do anything, our purpose is in being children of God. Our purpose is being claimed by God as His own. Our purpose is being part of a family that God has knit together across time and including every nation. We are God's children, claimed by God in baptism, dearly loved by Him. That is our purpose, to live into all of that truth with our whole being before we are about doing anything. You with me? We are human beings before we are human doings. I'm captivated by a word that jumps off the pages of this text. It was in our hymn, too, before the sermon. In the very first phrase, it says, as the people were filled with expectation. That word expectation is pretty interesting if you think about it. Because expectation can go, well, a couple of different ways. During our anthem, for example, we have this choir. And what you might expect when the choir stood was to hear something thunderous. But what you heard was one voice, Alexa, singing that beautiful melody. And I imagine that's not unlike what the crowds were experiencing that day. When they were being baptized by John, they were filled with expectation. They were longing for the Messiah to come to be a conquering war hero who was going to overthrow the occupying Roman authorities and put one of their own on the throne once and for all. Imagine their surprise, and John's too, by the way. He wasn't expecting his cousin, Jesus, to show up that day. When Jesus came and John says, this is the one that we've been waiting for. And instead of all of the armies of God being called down in judgment upon the occupying authorities, which is what people were expecting, there was one lone voice. You feel that? It's one lone voice. I remember expecting my own children. You know, pregnancy is an interesting experience for mom and dad, but it's the seizing of wonder, right? I wonder who this child will be. And I'll never forget holding both of my boys in my arms for the very first time and gazing upon their handsome and perfect faces and saying, I wonder who you'll become. With all of the gifts that God has knit together in you, I wonder what you'll discover as you take in this world that we live in and make it your own and find your place and navigate within it. And as a parent, I can have all kinds of expectations for my kids, but those are my expectations, right? Based out of who I am, not rooted in who they discover themselves to be. And so in my very best moments as a parent, I remember these boys belong to God, first and foremost, before I can have any claim over being their parent. And my role is to help them know two truths. One, they are God's children, and God loves them so much. And that I get to be their parent, their dad, all their life long, at least as long as I live. But they will become who God has created them to be. And in my best moments, I'm to help give them a sense of wonder and expectation for what God's doing in their hearts and in their lives, rather than coming with it all scripted out. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. And I love music, so you've got to love music too. And so you're going to do all these things. I've learned as parenting, I can want my kids to do all sorts of things, but they have a mind and a heart of their own, and they march the beat of their own drum. And at my best, my role is to help them develop into the people God created them to be. Well, in the church, expectation works in a similar way. Sometimes our expectations are rooted in a past vision coming true in the present day. And I'm here to tell you today that when we do that, and we do that in our own lives as well, right? We have a picture of what we want to see life become. And when it doesn't happen that way, sometimes we try to make it happen by force. We try to control everything and everyone in our path so that the outcome that we want is the outcome that we get. But God doesn't work that way. When we work that way, when things don't go as we would have them or expect them, we respond with anxiety and anger. But I wonder if we came with the same expectation that Jesus had in this moment. He came completely open to what the Father would do in his life and to what would unfold in front of him. He was completely present in that moment. He didn't need to be baptized like we need to be baptized. We need to be baptized because we need to be reminded that Jesus washes away our sin when we put our faith in him and raises us to new resurrection life. It reminds us of that baptismal power that's ever present and available to us each and every day. But I wonder if we could come expectant, like a parent or a grandparent holding a child in his or her arms for the very first time. Instead of with a sense of control, if we would come with a sense of wonder. To get there, we have to remember this simple truth, that we are first and foremost members of the family of God. We belong to God. Baptism reminds us of that we are claimed by God and that God loves us and there is nothing we can do about it. Whether you're 5 months old or 95, I imagine God looking upon you in this moment with wonder. I wonder what she's going to become. I wonder if he were to still himself long enough to hear my voice, what might happen in his heart and through his life. I wonder if she remembered that she is my beloved daughter, what that would unlock for her in her life, how she would change the world around her because she knows that she's never alone, never forsaken. I wonder. Friends, we're in a moment of expectation in the life of our church. The church that was built for the 1950s is not built for the 2020s and beyond. God is calling the church, calling us to a new moment. And it doesn't mean that everything that has come before is for naught. On the contrary, our past has gotten us to where we are. Look in Luke chapter 3, there were some verses that I skipped. That's a genealogy. As Jesus comes into the waters, Luke reminds the reader of everything that had come before and says, basically, this moment, Jesus' baptism, the inauguration of God's new thing, is a culmination of all that has happened before. It all has value, it all is important, and it has all led to the moment that we find ourselves in today. And in that moment, when Jesus came up out of the waters, it was interesting. We picture immediately Jesus comes up out of the water and the Spirit descends and we hear God's voice. But do you notice in the text, it says something different that gives us pause. Now, when all the people were baptized, hear that? when all the people were baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came and said, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." Jesus was in prayer after his baptism when that happened. Sometimes we have to still our doing in order to remember our being. Sometimes it takes silent moments of prayer to hear the Father's voice speaking those words, "I have called you by name, and you belong to me. I have claimed you as my own, as my son, as my daughter, as my child, so that you can be a part of my family and what I'm doing." And so, friends, there's a lot of work ahead for us in these coming days. We've got these presentations and the strategic plan that we're going to be voting for. Things are going to be different than they are right now when all of it is said and done. That's why we need to return to these waters and to remember, first and foremost, who we are and what our purpose is. Before anything we do, our purpose is in who we are, who God has called us to be, his beloved daughters and sons. And don't get me wrong, God has given us good work to do, but the best of all is he's given us a community, a family with whom to do it. So in just a moment, we'll come to these waters and remember that we are claimed by God in baptism, and we'll remember to give thanks to him for his ongoing presence and power in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.